talking on all political subjects and taking on all callers, this is Matt Flynn Direct with your host, Matt Flynn. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down.
Go tell that long tongue liar. Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct, the second hour on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. No subject is off limits. All points of view are welcome. And remember, you're not woke if you don't know history. You're not woke unless and until you know history. Going right back to the front lines of history in the making. We're going to go to the lines themselves right now. Dick of Madison, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Dick of Madison?
Matt, this is probably going to be a little unpopular, what I'm going to say, but I'm going to say it anyway. You know, when there's a weather event, a horrible one like a hurricane, and they tell people to evacuate, generally speaking, unless you want to take that chance, you do. Now, I understand the situation in Afghanistan happened really quick, and nobody expected all of these cities to fall this fast, but you can't tell me that people that are over there haven't seen where this is going. You have no sense of what's going on around you if you haven't seen. This has been going south for a year. In my opinion, a year. You know, the last guy would have probably taken out a Sharpie and just, oh, well, the Taliban's not in this city. They're not taking that city, and on and on. The fact remains, they were taking these places, and it's a very unfortunate situation that we got 1,500 people still there, but nothing positive is being said about now we're pressing 100,000 people we've evacuated. He was left a horrible deck of cards to play with, Biden, and I'm sorry. I'm not going to pile on him about how this has all went down. Maybe some aspects of it haven't been perfect, but it wouldn't have been no matter what. And after all, Trump himself was boasting earlier this summer that, oh, we should have been out of there in May. Well, I would have liked to have seen, no, I wouldn't, how he would have conducted this.
Yeah, well, you know, you hit a lot of good points, and we spent a lot of time in the first hour talking about a lot of that. I'm just going to reprise it very quickly right now before we move on. But basically, Trump ordered the Afghan government to release 5,000 people in prison, terrorists, murderers, murderers of Americans, murderers of everybody else, sectarian murderers, racial murderers, and he ordered them to release them. And they had to obey because they get their money from the U.S. Then he recognized the Taliban. He should have killed the Taliban, not recognized them. Do you understand? The fact that this is the Taliban are Nazis, we do not call them Nazis because in our conceit, we look at, say, okay, that there were Nazis in Germany in the 30s and 40s. And we ascribe that because this is a culture we couldn't believe would do things like that. This is the culture of the highest intellectual attainment. Mozart, Bach, Beethoven, Hegel, Kant, Nietzsche, Gauss, Riemann. So they're called Nazis when a small group betray the tradition of their country. In Afghanistan, the Taliban, ISIS is in Afghanistan, so is Al-Qaeda. They commit sectarian murder and racial murder. Why are they not called Nazis? They are Nazis. And what Trump did was he recognized them, negotiated with them. You cannot negotiate with them and say, well, you can keep what you got as long as you agree not to go anywhere else. And they smile and say, yes. It's okay if you went into Czechoslovakia as long as you promise you won't go into Poland. Yes, of course. Okay, you get the idea? This is a doctrine. Jihad is a cultural imperative to murder or forcibly convert apostates, to forcibly convert or murder people of other religions. That's what it is. Islam means submission. Jihad means struggle. You must struggle to force apostates to submit. And people have varying degrees of zeal in enforcing that. That cannot be permitted to take root in Western civilization. It will destroy Western civilization. So what we have over there is with Trump, he recognizes them. He says, we're going to be out in May. And they promised me they wouldn't do anything bad, the idiot. He betrayed us on so many levels. He's betrayed us in keeping out jihad. He's betrayed us in keeping Putin out of Europe. He's betrayed us everywhere. But you're right. So Biden comes in. He's dealt a bad hand. So what? He was elected president of the United States. He was elected to clean up the mess of the treacherous Bush. That's what he was elected for. And in this particular case, there's no stronger Biden supporter in the state than me. I'm the guy back in April of 2019 who set up the debate parties and all that kind of stuff, when a lot of people listening were for Bernie or Elizabeth Warren. And don't deny it. You know you were. Don't give me that. We got a lot of grief about, oh, Biden, you know, he's some kind too moderate and all this baloney. So he gets in, and I'll say it. I don't like the way he went around about this. Yes, he was cleaning up after a thief and a traitor named Trump. Yeah, of course. I get it. But he got rid of Trump's May 1 abrupt deadline. Fortunately, he should not have put in an August 31 deadline, in my view. 2020 hindsight's great. Now the murderers over there are going, well, that's a red line. If he had said December 31, they would have said that's a red line. They must be bombed, incessantly bombed. Al-Qaeda, ISIS, Taliban in Africa, in Asia, anywhere you see them, exterminated, not negotiated with. Now, then you have an Afghan government. This is a culture that is rooted in the 7th century, the 600s. Islam was created in the early 600s. Before the century was up, they'd already invaded Iberia. They invaded Spain and Portugal and overrun it. 732, they'd try to invade what's now France and then Germany. And Charlemagne's grandfather, Charles Martel, turned them back at the Battle of Tours-Poitiers. They occupied Spain. They occupied Spain for 500 years, more than 700 years. And everybody on the left goes, oh, it was wrong for the Spanish to, what, drive them out? Are you kidding me? Why was it right for them to go in the first place and murder people and forcibly convert them? They occupied Greece. They occupied the Balkans. They were driven out. They've got to continue to be driven out. People on the left do not understand, nor on the right, history. Read it. Get off the couch. Put the beer down and start reading it. Okay. So then what Biden does is, right now, the UK has just come out with a warning early this morning and yesterday saying there's credible intelligence of an ISIS attack, a suicide attack at the Kabul airport. It's so easy. Everybody over there obviously dresses alike. They all dress from hundreds of years ago, colorful hats and all this sort of business. How do you know one guy doesn't have a suicide bomb under his cloak? They're roaming around over there. They're looking for maximum impact. What great impact to close down the Kabul airport. And there are more than 20 students, 16 parents from El Cajon High School in California over there on a field trip. How the hell did they get in? A couple of weeks ago, what is they, nuts? How is there not an executive order saying that that airport is closed to anybody that the Defense Department doesn't authorize in and out? And Eric Prince, Blackwater idiot, brother of Betsy DeVos, chartering planes, charging $6,500 a seat and extra to have his commandos go in and get you out of Kabul. Why are we permitting freelancing? Why are we doing this? Why are we permitting freelancing? Eric Prince, the PTA in El Cajon High School, are you kidding me? This is a war zone. This is for real. And now the problem is, because they have taken Kabul, they're roaming around the streets mixing in with innocent civilians. We should bomb them. Who do you bomb? We should bomb the government building right now with all of the Taliban leadership in it. But you know something? There are a lot of people who aren't Taliban in that building right now. How do you do it? Once the glioblastoma, once the cancer seeps up into the brain and it goes right out into all the little sort of tributaries, how do you radiate it? How do you chemo it? How do you bomb them? Well, you can't. So what you're doing right now is, by saying you're going to get out on a certain time, and Trump set this thing up a long time ago, you are doing your best to get everybody out. There are 1,500 American citizens still in there, or nationals, green cards, but you know, many of them citizens. I will say that the writing's been on the wall for a while. Might have occurred to somebody, maybe I'll get a flight to Tajikistan, where at least they won't kill me, and then I'll get another flight to somewhere else. No, they're still there. Okay, we're going to do our best to get them out. But that's not on Biden. He is doing his best. Trump betrayed the Kurds in Syria, who'd almost wiped out ISIS, and then there was a resurgence. He has betrayed everything in this country, and we went in to clean up the mess. And it's not somehow a bad thing to point out where our team could have done a lot better. And I'm saying they could have done a lot better. But what was done was in good faith, and we will see what happens. So, yeah, it's not on Biden, but it's his watch. It's his watch. He's cleaning up the mess. And there are still people from the El Cajon PTA, parents and students in there, shouldn't be in there. And there are interpreters who are good for us. 35 million people in Afghanistan. We cannot get them all out. That's their culture. That culture has got to change from within. We should get out American citizens and our interpreters and people who work closely with us. We're going to a break. Lines are still open. 844-967-2789. A lot more back after.
But as sure as God made black and white, what's done in the dark will be brought to the light. You can run on for a long time.